Welcome to today's edition of Moments of Grace. Today's devotion cast is designed to give you a glimpse into God's Word that will challenge, comfort, and bless you. Moments of Grace is a daily devotional ministry of Grace Mode, located in Pueblo, Colorado, and featuring our host, Reverend Al Daigle.
Welcome back to Moments of Grace. This is Pastor Al Daigle, and today I find myself in Chapter 8 of the Gospel of Matthew. We will begin right at verse 1 of Matthew chapter 8, when we see, when he had gone down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him, and behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said to him, See that you tell no one, but go your way, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded as a testimony to them. Now in this I see great faith, and I see that Jesus is indeed going about his Father's business. You see, this in part is why Jesus was here on earth. He was here, as he said, to be willing to cleanse the lepers. Jesus indeed cleansed many lepers. He healed many people of a variety of diseases. He even raised people from the dead. His list of miracles, his credentials, if you will, was rather impressive. But he did not do these miracles, these wonderful acts of kindness and great love, simply to be doing these things. He did these things to affirm or confirm that he is who he said he is, and that the message he brought was a true message that was worth listening to. And by the way, it still is. I saw in this leper, this man who was very ill and unable to be in his own home because of his disease, great faith in Jesus. I love how he said, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. And if Jesus had said, my time has not yet come, or if in one way or another he said, mine is not to do your will right now, the statement of that leprous man would still have been true, for his statement was, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. That is true no matter what Jesus decided to do. But because of who he is, because of the compassion he displayed time and time again, Jesus reached out his hand and did what no Pharisee would do. He touched this leprous man, putting him at risk, you might think, of becoming unclean himself. But in compassionately touching this man's hand, Jesus said at the very same time, I am willing, be cleansed. That was indeed what this man had hoped for. And this man knew that Jesus could, in fact, cleanse him, heal him. And he was right. Immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And then Jesus said, in effect, remember who you are. You are a man of Israel. You serve the God of Israel. Now it is time for you not to broadcast what I have done for you. In fact, he said, See that you tell no one, but go your way, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded as a testimony to them. And I have no doubt that this man did just as Jesus said. But I also believe that when he went to the priest to show that he was clean, that priest undoubtedly came to know that this formerly leprous man had been with Jesus. So no matter how Jesus told people not to broadcast or not to tell what he had done for them, one way or another, the news always got out, and that's why Jesus' reputation began to spread far and wide so that people would come to him and seek out his healing ways. There is a similar account that follows, but our time is up for today, so I'm going to ask you to join me tomorrow for part two of the thrilling account of what Jesus was doing and why his reputation went before him, but only to prove that the message he had was the truth and that his impeccable credentials constantly pointed to who he is. And I'll tell you one more time. He is God the Son. He is the Savior of the world. And tomorrow we'll see in the second account of how someone seeking his help showed how much he believed what Jesus could do if he was willing. Aren't you glad that Jesus was willing to take your sin on the cross? We will talk more about that tomorrow. So until then, I urge you to keep looking up.
Thank you for listening to Moments of Grace. We hope that today's word will inspire and enrich your life. We welcome your correspondence, including prayer requests, comments, and support. You can find us on the web at gracemode.org, and our mailing address is Grace Mode at 2216 West Street in Pueblo, Colorado, 81003. And our email address is onegracemode@gmail.com.